Among the 10 members of the bipartisan commission is Democratic panelist Richard Benveniste. He's a Washington attorney who first came to public attention about 30 years ago as a Watergate prosecutor. Day to Day's Madeline Brand spoke with him earlier.
So far, are you satisfied with the way they're going? Are they being honest enough, forthright enough? Or are they telling you what you want to know?
I think they're going well. I've been an advocate for robust and expansive hearings. I would like to see more, but I must say that a great deal is accomplished in these hearings. It is only the tip of the iceberg, of course. We've done much more work behind the scenes. We've interviewed over 1,000 individuals, looked at over 2 million pages of documents, and our staff of 60 have been at this for a year, and the product of their work will be reflected not only in the hearings but in our final report.
Now, I spoke with one of the family members, and she said that she was disappointed by the polite tone that the commission has been taking so far, and she really wanted you to ask very pointed questions to someone like Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
Well, I asked him some very pointed questions about his assertion that no one could have anticipated that planes would be used as weapons prior to 9/11. But I think that we are respectful, we're professional, and we ask questions in the way that we feel is appropriate. It's not going to please everybody.
Can you point to any particular testimony or particular piece of information that has come out so far that has surprised you or that you hadn't heard before?
In today's hearings, I don't think so, but that's really not the the objective of hearings. The objective is to elicit facts, whether or not we've already heard them privately, so that we can inform the public in a way that I think we have an obligation to.
Now, you were the lead prosecutor during the Watergate hearings, and I'm wondering if you can compare these hearings at all to that.
Well, of course, this Watergate was a trial, and it was a criminal case. This is not. But the seriousness of the matter is at least as serious. So they are both extremely important and historic events.
With Watergate, there was a set of criminal acts involved. Here, things are much more nuanced, shades of gray, shades of political decisions, of strategic decisions. Not necessarily a smoking gun, if you will, or one person who made a crucial error, or a series of people who made a crucial error that led to what we now call 9/11. So is it possible to come away with one theory of how this happened? Aren't there many different views as to how this happened?
Oh, I don't think there's anyone who says, in hindsight, that everything possible was done. This is a different character of investigation. And I think at the end of the day, it will be seen that we had a great deal of intelligence prior to 9/11. Unfortunately, we did not utilize that information in a way that was effective. We did not utilize it to disrupt the plot. We did not protect the United States in a way that we all had hoped our intelligence agencies could cooperate to perform. And therefore, recommendations will be made in order to better protect us, but there will also be a substantial factual record that we will hope will withstand the scrutiny of time as to the objective facts leading up to 9/11.
Richard Benveniste is a former Watergate prosecutor and is a member of the 9/11 Commission, which is hearing testimony today. I'm Madeline Brand.